We are back on Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is Morna Desmond, a markets reporter for Forbes.com. We've asked her to offer her insights as we examine the fact that this country is now officially in a recession. And, of course, the markets remain volatile and really have been over the past several months ever since the mortgage crisis hit full steam up on Wall Street. And, Morna, thanks so much for being with us.
My pleasure. Thanks so much for having me, Greg.
We learned on Monday that we've officially been in a recession since December of last year, so basically for a full year now. That news was certainly not well received on Wall Street, but for the most part, everyone was expecting that news. So why did that trigger so much volatility?
Well, one of the things is that we typically use the measure of the conventional two quarters of GDP contraction. So there's negative growth in the U.S., and we haven't actually hit that yet. We had negative growth in the last quarter, and this quarter we're positioned to do the same thing. But what we found out yesterday was that the National Bureau of Economic Research said that we've been in recession since December 2007. And while the market did react negatively, there's a lot of people who say, are asking the question, are we already in a recovery?
And how do we gauge that?
Well, we look at, you know, new business growth, we look at unemployment, and we ask, and we look at the economy to see what sectors are starting to grow. So that's actually what I'm hearing from different economists, is they're saying, let's look for signs of recovery, because we're already, the last two recessions have been only 8 months long. So we're already in this deeper than that. So we may be closer to a recovery than we thought. So this is actually a light at the end of the tunnel moment, maybe.
Which of those indicators from the economists that you've talked to encourage them? Because the employment numbers certainly haven't been great in recent months. Are there other areas such as manufacturing or perhaps another part of the economy that has them more optimistic?
Well, sure. I mean, one thing that I definitely everyone that I talk to who is, you know, an economist says that consumer sentiment is absolutely huge. 80% of the economy hinges on consumers buying things. And when they're panicked, they don't spend money. When they're confident, they spend tons of money. And, you know, for all the doom and gloom you hear about all the time, on Friday, people spent 17% more than they did last year. That is way beyond what people expected. So as much as we can say, you know, this is what's going to happen next month and this is what's going to happen in 6 months, no one really knows. No one saw the internet. No one sees the bubble about to burst, and no one sees the recovery about to come. So the best journalists and the best economists are the ones who are going to be able to spot those little spots in the economy that are starting to bubble up.
Before anyone else does. And in terms of gauging where to jump in this market and where to jump out, it seems like every day we're seeing swings of many hundreds of points. Is this a stretch where people should stay out, or because it keeps fluctuating so much, there are some good opportunities in there?
Well, you know, with investing, it's all about not being emotional, and it's all about being disciplined. I had an editor say something to me that I thought was so interesting. He's saying, you know what, when you feel like you're about to throw up, that's when you stay in the market. That's the right moment to buy. That's the right moment to stick around, right when all the news seems the worst, because that's when you're about to recover, because things get worse before they get better. For listeners in general, you know, beef up your 401k. Even if this goes on for another year, you are buying stocks at a discount. It's a terrific investment, and no one, even though it's no fun because we're not seeing profits yet, in the long term, everything will recover. So this is a good time to be in the market. I definitely would not sell. And people are doing that, and that's really unfortunate. So stick to your retirement plan and don't sell.
About 60 seconds left in our conversation here. And, of course, the big issue this week on Capitol Hill is the return of the auto industry executives and their plans for restructuring if, in fact, Congress were to give them $25 billion in loans. They say that they need these imminently. Do you get the sense that we're likely to see Congress have a more receptive attitude this week?
I think they might. You know, the drama with the Detroit bailout has been kind of a sick pleasure to watch, because it's so hysterical when they show up in these jets. And now their plan is to drive in separately. They can't carpool. They're driving from Detroit to Washington. I think what's interesting is Ford CEO Alan Mulally says that he may not need the money, and that all he wants is a little credit line in case he needs it. What's interesting is that might get him the money he wants, that show of confidence that, hey, you know what, we have our act together. In contrast, GM's CEO Rick Wagoner says he needs $16 billion by March, you know, and a chunk of it now and the rest of it in March. So that confidence play, you know, Ford may be the better candidate to get the money.
And so we'll see exactly how congressional leaders on both sides react to the details this week. And Morna, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you very much for having me.
Morna Desmond is a markets reporter for Forbes.com. That does it for this edition of Dateline Washington, a presentation of Radio America. Thanks to executive producer Jim Roberts. And a reminder that you can get the best of Dateline Washington 24 hours a day online, dateline.radioamerica.org. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. Please join me next time for Dateline Washington.